Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you know anyone who year after year seems to be in the same situation? For example, perhaps in October 2010, they just met their soulmate and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles, cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again, just like a hamster running on a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new unsatisfying jobs or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go. For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soulmates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful, but when people meet their soulmate year after year or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Jenny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbor?
Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one?
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-GINNY. 877-375-3446. And good evening. This is the what is this show, Jessica?
The Christian Psychic Cafe.
That's what the show is, certainly. We've been having so many technical difficulties. Apparently Blog Talk Radio is having too many callers on the line tonight, and so we were literally blocked from calling. It was a 30-second delay from the time the line was picked up to the time we got in. And so we had to play a few songs and do a few things, and I'm going to try one other thing here.
What are you doing?
Well, I guess we're on the same line, I hope, now. I'm trying to stop the
feedback. I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, too, and that's all that matters, as long as we can hear each other. Okay, great. Well, this is going to be another great show tonight. It is All Hallows Eve, and we want to welcome everyone to the show. If you want to call in and get a free reading, you can do so at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Well, listen, Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Tell me what's new in your life.
Well, I just moved my office last week. It's been kind of stressful. We had to move into a new building because our lease was up. And now we're in a new office. It's bigger, nicer. It's a little depressing because, I don't know, just a different atmosphere in this place.
I wonder what it could be. I think there's a history to that place.
There is a history to this place.
So tell everybody, because the truth is, you're working in a place that has a major negative history.
Well, but even without knowing that, you
yes.
would feel it.
It's that heavy?
Yes.
Do you feel there's evil there?
No.
So we
no,
can clear it and get
depressing.
It done. We need to clear it.
Yes.
Do you think that it was built on a site of something, or do you think it's just evil?
I have no idea. I don't know how long the business was in previous to us. Quite a long time, I believe.
So it took them a while. Because this is what happens. Like, a lot of times a building or a residence or an office is either built on a location where a tragedy has happened or a prior tragedy has happened there, and it creates a really bad atmosphere. It doesn't mean there's demonic. That's totally different. And you're an evil meter reader, so you would know
right.
if it was something
no,
evil.
No, it's not anything evil.
It's just
it's a heavy, kind of depressing feeling, whereas where we used to work, it was just a very light, happy atmosphere.
Usually when I hear that when somebody tells me it's depressing, or that usually because somebody committed suicide there. Did anyone commit suicide on the location?
I don't know. I do know that I spoke to the owner
yeah.
briefly, and she's very ill. I mean, she's got terminal cancer.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah. She ended up going out of business, and her partner died. Now, she didn't say how.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I don't know what the scoop is, but, yeah. So, you know, I'm sure all that negativity, because their business was going, I mean, it was a huge business. They had tons of employees, and then just little by little by little, you know, like so many businesses.
Well, in this day and age, yeah. I mean, in the last 6 years, so many businesses have gone out of business, but
right.
We should probably.
Yeah, we need to do something. I told my boss today, I'm like, we need to cleanse this place because it just doesn't feel good to me.
Well, we should definitely do that because if it doesn't have a good feel, we'll come in, we'll do sage and some holy
yeah.
water. We'll
mm-hmm.
use Father Bob's blessed salt.
Right.
And that's always worked for us in the past.
Yeah.
There's no reason to believe it wouldn't now. And I think that's a good idea.
We need to do something.
You know?
And my boss is very open to whatever. So.
Is he? He's okay
oh, yeah.
with it? Okay,
oh, yeah.
So why don't we just make that a plan to do it?
Okay.
Give me maybe we can do it on Saturday sometime.
That would be good.
Because I know.
Because nobody will be there.
Right,
so
okay.
That's the perfect time. I have a key. We can just go in and out.
Wonderful. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as he's okay with it and we have his permission.
Yeah.
You know what day this is.
It is the day before, the night before Halloween.
The night before Halloween. And what we used to call in Jersey,
Mischief Night.
Yes. And,
I don't think they do Mischief Night anymore.
You know, I know that the Junior-Senior Wars are a lot like Mischief Night, but it's Junior-Senior Wars are where juniors and seniors kind of like do pranks
right.
against you. Toilet paper,
right.
put mashed potatoes in your front lawn. And
right.
fill it with, then,
apparently hang furniture from your trees.
Yeah, see, what people up north don't know is that in Florida, it's so hot here. Like, we have in-the-ground sprinkler systems on our lawns, and then it pops up like every other day.
They pop up from the ground. They water your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the instant mashed potatoes and
mm-hmm.
sprinkle it on someone's lawn,
that would turn into just mush.
Oh, it turns into mush. And then what they do is they stick forks in your lawn. So, like, the next morning your sprinklers go off and you get up and you see mashed potatoes all over your yard with forks sticking out of them.
That's
weird. It's kind of funny. Or
is that like putting flamingos all over your lawn?
They do flamingos, and they also, and the latest we heard tonight, right? Is
Furniture. I've never heard of that before.
You know, like, we have AmVets that collects, and so when people have old furniture, whatever, they put it, I guess, out by the curb, and so for weeks before, they go around collecting this furniture, and then when you wake up in the morning, you find your entire front of your house is covered with furniture. And so then when everyone goes to bed, you load it, and then you go put it on the next, you know, senior's property or junior's property. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and we've never been, you know, but who knows, you know?
You know, there's a first time. Now, I have 3 kids.
Yeah.
Never once did we get toilet paper.
No, me either.
Now, all of my children participated.
Maybe that was a threat. If you do, boy,
yes.
Look out.
Yes.
Well, I have good news. My daughter made homecoming court. That was really cool. I'm really proud of her.
That's so exciting.
It's very exciting. We've been dress shopping and shoe shopping and all that kind of stuff, so it's been really cool. So that's exciting, and so I know she's going to partake in the junior senior wars. I think I would assume.
I'm sure she will.
I don't want her to because I don't like it. I don't approve of it.
It's part of the ritual.
I know, but I think rituals hurt people, and I don't want anybody being hurt.
Right, as long as it's not done. And normally they do it to each other.
Well, my neighbor just told me a great tip tonight. Right, she said that if somebody puts toilet paper all over your trees.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told her you just light the toilet paper, and it doesn't burn the tree down. It just like goes right up.
Right.
Yeah, which is a great idea. So there's a tip for anybody who gets toilet papered on Mischief Night. I wonder if anybody out there listening knows whether or not Mischief Night is still an active thing in other parts of the country. I really don't know.
Well, because when we were kids, Mischief Night meant,
oh, man, that was better than Halloween.
Ring doorbells.
Soap windows.
Soap windows.
Yep.
Put bags of poop in front of
we
people's
never did
doors.
Poop. We did toilet paper. We did soapy windows and ring doorbells.
Well, we did the poop.
And that would continue right through Christmas because my cousins, you know.
Through Christmas?
Whenever.
It was only supposed to be Mischief Night.
I had, like, the coolest cousins. There was something I posted on my Facebook a while back, and it said something to the effect that I had the coolest cousins, and it's true because you know Regina and Robin.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
And they were so cool, and we would. Whenever we would get together, we did something like that. We'd go, you know, yeah, ding-dong. What did we call it?
Ding-dong ditch.
Ding-dong ditch. That was
mm-hmm.
it, yeah. So, and, you know, I mean, there was nothing cooler than ringing that bell and running and hiding. And watching the people come out and then hiding in a ditch, literally a ditch if you could, or anywhere. And then when they start coming out, you all run in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And they could only catch one of you. And since we were faster than them, they never caught us. And we loved it.
I never got caught.
No, it was, I used to love it.
I lived in an apartment when I was younger.
Really?
And that was a lot of doorbells to ring.
Oh, did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
And
went from one to the next to the next.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then you ran.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
It was so much fun.
What was it like living in an apartment?
Well, I was young. I mean, I was probably 6.
So you don't really remember.
I remember that. And
yeah.
I remember. But actually, as a kid, it was fun.
Yeah.
Because they were courtyards in the center.
Oh.
And so all the kids would play in the center.
So that's nice.
Yeah. And you had a lot of friends. And,
yeah.
You know, it was, I don't know, we liked it. But,
yeah.
You know, then, of course, we moved on to a house.
Right. Right. Well, moving on to houses and getting away from apartments, I don't know what it's like. I mean, I just think it'd be cool to live in an apartment or a townhouse or something.
I know. And then as an adult, when I first got married,
yeah.
we lived in an apartment.
Yeah.
And the problem is you have all neighbors around you, so you could
right.
hear everybody. And we had neighbors next door that used to fight with each other every
oh,
night.
Oh, my. No, see, I couldn't be around that.
And we would go lean against the wall and listen to what they were arguing about.
Like on Will and Grace, they would
yes.
say, yeah, I remember that. That was kind of cute. I would do the same thing. Honestly, I will admit that I can't admit this. Let's see. Let's just say I own a stethoscope,
mm-hmm.
and there is somebody that we used to listen to. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
I can't
really?
Say because they may be listening now, yes, but we used to listen.
I didn't have this. You use a glass. That kind of works, too.
Well, we tried that, but it wasn't clear enough. So.
Well, our neighbors used to scream, so you could hear it.
That's horrible. Isn't that disturbing emotionally to hear that?
No.
Really?
They argued about everything.
So that was like their that was their relationship.
This was just how they were. They just and they would have if they're still married now, I won't be shocked.
I can't imagine arguing with somebody for my whole life because I think that would be awful. I mean,
yeah.
I don't
well,
like screaming and I don't like yelling and
right.
You know, neither do you. You hate that kind of stuff.
I hate that. That's why I'm not married anymore.
And very wise of you not to be. So you know what I want to do? We're going to take some callers here in just a second, but I want to mention this. You know, everyone says that you know, Halloween is, you know, what is it? And is it okay to celebrate Halloween and all
everybody
this?
Everybody has a different perspective on it.
And this came from Father Augustine Thompson, who is a priest, okay? This was in particular to Catholics, and it says, can Catholics celebrate Halloween? But it goes for every type of, you know, holiday.
Uh-huh.
And in a national radio interview, he said, you know, the origins of Halloween as a Christian rather than a pagan celebration is not a bad thing. And he said, you know, we've all heard these allegations that Halloween is a pagan rite that dates back to some pre-Christian festivals
uh-huh.
among the Celtic Druids that escaped church suppression. And even today, more modern, like, pagans and witches continue to celebrate, you know, it as a festival. But they say if you let your kids go trick-or-treating, some people say, oh, you're worshiping the devil and da-da-da-da-da. And he says, actually, nothing could be further than the truth. And this is a Catholic priest, mommy.
Okay.
And he says the origins of Halloween are, in fact, very Christian and rather American. Halloween falls on October 31st because of a pope, and its observances are the result of a medieval Catholic piety. Okay? So it's true that the ancient, you know, Celtics and of Ireland, or the ancient Celts of Ireland and Britain, celebrated a smaller festival on October 31st, as they did on the last day of most other months of the year, which a lot of people don't remember because we weren't alive in the 1600s, or we'd have really bad teeth. But Halloween falls on the last day because of a feast of All Saints, or what we call All Hallows, which falls on November 1st. So the feast is in honor of all the saints in heaven that used to be celebrated on May 13th, but Pope Gregory moved it to November 1st and the dedication of All Saints Chapel in St. Peter's in Rome. So and that was like in 1741. So in 1840, Pope Gregory commanded that All Saints be observed everywhere, and so the Holy Day spread to Ireland, and so the day before was the feast's evening vigil, and so it became All Hallows Even, or All Halloween for
mm-hmm.
Even. And Halloween didn't have any special significance for Christians or for Celtic pagans for anything other than that.
Okay.
But that was it. Then they go on to talk about how in 1988, Saint Odilo, the abbot of a powerful monastery in Cluny in southern France, I wonder if it was George Cluny, no, added a celebration on November 2nd, and this was the day of prayer for the souls of all the faithful departed, which
okay.
we have in church.
And that's kind of what All Hallows Eve is about.
Right. So the feast is called All Souls Day, which spread from France and then throughout the rest of Europe, and now the church had feasts for all those in heaven and all those in purgatory and all those in every other place, I don't know. But you know, this is kind of what happened. So we don't celebrate it as Halloween, but, you know, the holiday centers around dressing up in fanciful costumes, which is just fun, you know. Kids get to play, act a role. They're not celebrating anything evil.
Right.
And I think that's really important. So, but trick-or-treat is one of the most American additions to Halloween that's ever happened.
Yeah, going and begging for candy.
Yeah, right. And it was kind of weird. And they say that it started because between 1500s and 1700s in England, Catholics had no legal rights whatsoever, period. And they couldn't hold office. They were subject to fines, jail, and heavy taxes. And it was a capital offense to say mass, and hundreds of priests, you know, were martyred, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, occasionally English Catholics resisted, and sometimes, you know, one of the most foolish acts of resistance was a plot to blow up the Protestant King James and his parliament with gunpowder. And this was supposed to trigger, like, a Catholic uprising against the oppressors. But the it was kind of ill-conceived, and it was foiled in 1605, and the man guarding the gunpowder keg, I guess, was a reckless convert, and he was captured and hanged, and the pot fizzled. So, you know, it just keeps going back to all these October. So I want to bring that full circle. So during the penal periods, bands of, like, revelers would put on masks and visit local Catholics in the dead of night demanding beer and cakes for celebration.
I would trick-or-treat for beer.
Right? I'm like, dude, why did we change it, right? So when this guy, Guy Fawkes Day, arrived, which is in celebration of the man who, you know, kind of was reckless and got caught trying to blow up the powder keg, they have a Guy Fawkes Day arrived in the American colonies with the first English settlers, but by the time of the American Revolution, the guy, Guy Fawkes, had pretty much been forgotten, and trick-or-treat was too much fun to give up, so they just moved it to October 31st, and bam, gave it to the Catholics.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
It's kind of a weird, contrived thing, but that's kind of the history of the research I was able to do. It's amazing how different holidays come about. You know, now, like, Hallmark will decide, well, you know, we have a slow period in these 2 months, so we're going to have Grandparents' Day, Secretary Day, Boss's Day. But, you know, this isn't one of those type of holidays. This is just something. And it's been, you know, there are a lot of people. My brother has never been so mad at me. And, I mean, so mad at me because he's very religious as well.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to a non-denominational church.
Right.
And he was very, very into this church. And every year, as you know, we all met at my house. We had pizzas and fed the kids, and then we all went and did trick-or-treating. And he said that he was having trouble, you know, with the concept of trick-or-treating because it was a pagan holiday. And because that's what he said, and I respect what he, you know, his wishes and his beliefs. And so he called me and said, no, we're not going to get dressed up as scary things this year. My daughter's going to go as a leper. And I lost it, you know, because for me, I'm thinking leper, why not a zombie? Okay, dress as a zombie, call her a leper, it'll work. But and he was so offended when I started laughing so hard. It turns out it wasn't a leper, it was a leopard. And he was mad. I had no idea. I swear, I thought he said a leper. I really did think, I mean,
it sounds
very similar. Hey, come on. So anyway, you know, I hope everybody has a happy, safe Halloween tomorrow night. And all the kids, when they go out, just make sure mom and dad checks the candy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the most important thing. And I think that pretty much covers what we had to say tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, Halloween should be fun. And
Halloween,
it's for kids,
it should
and that's
be.
What it's all about.
And it shouldn't be anything else. And people try to make it to, you know, like, oh, you're honoring the, I don't know, Satan or what. Come on, it's just Halloween. People, cut them a break. You know, let the kids dress up like their favorite, you know, princess from Disney and go beg for some candy. What's wrong with that? My husband's from Germany.
Uh-huh.
He thought that was the most bizarre thing he's ever heard of.
Because they don't do
he
that
said,
anywhere
you send
else.
Kids out to beg for candy? And I said, yes, we do. That's exactly.
That's us Americans.
Yes, and then you cut open a gourd and you put candles in it with scary faces. I do not understand this American custom. Yes, it was pretty. Don't I sound just like him? That's terrible. I can't believe I'm doing that. Thank God he's not listening tonight.
No, he
left. He's on the way. He's on the way to the school to deliver the program for the band event. So there we go. So you know what? We should take our first caller before I get myself in real trouble.
Yeah, you're gonna be in big trouble.
Have to sleep on the couch tonight. Okay, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is caller from 520 with a prefix of 234.
Oh, Dr. Jenny, I feel so lucky. Thank you so much. This is Lisa calling from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Well, a hope and a prayer. I'm just like a lot of people. You know, trying to stay real positive about stuff.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I'm hoping November will prove itself, that I'll get a return on the work that I'm doing and putting things out to the universe and physical efforts, you know, letting, I want to pick up more work is what I want to do, and I want to pick up more income. And one place that I go to every Thursday morning, and I'm hoping it will turn into a paid position. It's a volunteer position. I do a lot of many things, and this one, they recently told me they had the manager left, took another job in another state, and so these other people are now managing, and they said they love what I do. And I'm just, you know, that's one of the things that I would like to see where I'm getting paid for that.
Okay, let me take a look and see what I can see. It's really funny because they keep showing me dice rolling, and I don't know why they're showing me this, and I'm wondering why I'm getting that picture. It's like, let's take a roll of the dice and see the way they go, and that's unusual. So does that mean anything to you?
I don't, maybe it's the luck of the draw, or, you know,
I agree. That's kind of because they're saying, they're showing me literally like somebody at a craps table, and I don't know how to play craps, so I don't, it, you know, to me it doesn't really have a significance. And usually when they show me something and I tell a person what it is, they kind of get it. So I think the message here is, and I get, read it the same way as you read it, which is it's the luck of the draw. So I think what's going to happen here is it's really not going to be based on you being less qualified or more qualified than anyone else. I think it's just a matter of whether or not they get funding to be able to put you in there. Does that make sense?
Okay.
That's what I feel like we're looking at. And I don't think it's been decided yet. Because why they're showing me the dice and the rolling.
I see. Okay. Well, I as a volunteer going in, and I'm very passionate about what I do. I wouldn't give it up for anything. And I know probably the thing about the other side of this is that if I do get on the payroll there, I'll be asked to do much, much more. And that's the part that I don't, you know, that they'll have me by the short and curlies, and I don't like that.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, and then you'll be caught, and you're right. My only advice to you is to play it out and see what happens, and then wait, and that's all you can do, because right now I'm not getting a distinctive answer one way or the other, which is unusual, as you know. I always have an answer. But they don't have an answer, and I can't give you one. Like, that's the one thing about me, as you probably know, I won't give an answer that I don't get. I won't make something up, and I don't tell people things to make them feel better, because that's not what a reading's supposed to be. It's supposed to be honestly what the angels are showing me. And they're showing me right now that a decision has not yet been made, and they don't know, so they can't answer that question.
Well, do the angels see me staying in that position? I mean, regardless of whether...
Oh, there's a good question that I can answer. The answer is long-term no.
Oh. But I'm not going to be shown the door, am I?
I don't believe you're going to be shown the door. The answer to that is no, but something better is going to come along that's more in your wheelhouse. That's like the fourth time I've used that word on the show. But and I don't like to use tag words like that, but something's going to come along that's going to be more in what you do, in line with your thinking, in line with your abilities, and it's going to be a true position, and that's what you're going to go for.
I love it. I will take that, and I want to thank all the angels.
Oh, you know what? They appreciate that you even, you know, acknowledge them. That's what they're there for. And, you know, they were sent by God to give us messages, and that people just need to ask. Ask and ye shall receive. I think I read that in the Bible somewhere. So, there you go. Lisa, I hope this has been helpful.
It has, and I'm a true believer, and thank you so very much on Halloween Eve.
Yes. Woo! Halloween Eve. Listen, you have a happy, healthy, and safe Halloween, okay?
Oh, and you too as well, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was sweet.
She was sweet.
Yeah, and that's a good example of where the angels don't exactly always give me the answer I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
You know, that sometimes they don't have one, and if they don't have an answer, I can't give one, which makes it hard for me.
Well, it is hard because what do you say?
The truth.
Right.
The truth shall set you free. See, I'm quoting things.
You are just like,
I'm quoteromatous or something. I think that's a great name. Okay, we're going to take our next caller from 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing good, Kimberly. How are you?
Good, good. I have a health question tonight.
I went
to my gynecologist, and I have low hemoglobin, real low.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me how was I living, and then she detected that I might have fibroids, so I go for an MRI next week. So
mm-hmm.
I just want some guidance.
Okay, well, first of all, legally, I must tell you that legally I cannot give you any kind of medical advice and that you must go to a medical professional licensed in the area of which you're seeking that information. So I have legally stated that, and everyone can hear it. And now let's go to my answer. So hold on a second. Let me take a look here.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's funny because... this is what I'm going to tell you. This problem will get taken care of. I don't see anything life-threatening going on for you, which is, I think, part of your question. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess it was. I mean, I didn't feel like anything was life-threatening, though.
No, it's not. You've got nothing life-threatening going on.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know whether I was going to have surgery or not.
You know, let's put it this way. What they're showing me is whatever you have is totally treatable and will be taken care of. And you will be on your way, and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Which is as good as you could ever ask for, correct?
You are correct.
There you go. You know, as long as we can maintain, that's all that matters. And
exactly.
Angels are telling me, too, that you need to lower your stress levels. You get angry. When you get angry, it's like World War III blowing up in your head. Is that true?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
My God, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
my
so
God.
Okay, so they're telling me that you need to, like, dial that down, like, 1,000%, because when you do that, you create stress hormones in yourself that literally block your immune system from doing its job, and that will stay in your body, not for just the time that you're having World War III go on in your mind, but for a long time thereafter. So you need to, like, when you're about to lose it, you need to find maybe a physical activity where you can, I don't care if it's, you know, kickboxing or a punching bag out in the garage or running or jogging or swimming or whatever, but you need to find something, even if it's like push-ups, but you need to find something that you can exert that energy without creating the stress. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are exactly right.
Okay.
You are exactly right. I just got upset at my son. And I could see red, and I was like, I can't keep doing this.
No, and you know what? When you calm down and you walk away from it, like the next day you think, well, yeah, you know, I was really mad, but you think, why did I get so mad? And it's because, you know, you're tired, you know, it was a long day, yada, yada. You've told them a million times, but at the same time, you know, at the moment it's like, you're kidding me? But really the next day when you think about it, you're like, why did I lose it so much, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
My suggestion would be for you to dial it down 1,000%, and that is coming not from me, from the angels, okay? And I think,
I know. Yes. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am,
okay.
I know.
All right. Now, if you do that,
you so
everything's going to be really good for you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you have anything else you wanted to ask me?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. You have a wonderful evening. And do you have special plans for Halloween? I have to ask, you know.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
No special? Wait a second. Everybody
nope.
has special plans for Halloween. What do you mean you don't?
I don't. I've never, you know, really celebrated it. So.
Is it for a religious reason or just because?
No, it's not. It's just.
Oh.
It's like, okay, candy, whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think, I don't know why it is, but we've had such a long history with Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I guess it all depends on what, it's a family-oriented thing, you know? But, you know, I know in my family it was, like, huge, so you're probably better because candy only goes to the hips and hurts your teeth, so... You know what? Good for you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. You take care now.
All right.
Thanks for calling, right, Kimberly.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's kind of funny. You know, I'm so accustomed to Halloween that it's so different for me to hear that somebody doesn't have.
I'm not doing anything exciting for Halloween tomorrow.
Well, I'm not either, but that's because, you know, I've got so much going on with the kids' school and, you know, all that. You know, let me tell you, this is homecoming weeks are crazy.
Apparently.
Well, when you have kids in band and
uh-huh.
they have band competitions and then all the events they add to that and then all the events they add
right,
to the school just for school homecoming, it gets crazy. It gets really crazy. So tell you what we're going to do, folks. Because this is our pre-Halloween show, we are going to put our actual cemetery Halloween show on. And we're going to start that right now. And this was where we crossed over thousands of souls from
uh-huh.
children, and it was so awesome. So we're going to play that for you now. And I urge you to stay on and listen because it's really one of the most awesome things that we've both, I think.
It was very cool.
We literally stood in a circle while these souls that were children that used to work in the fields crossed over, and
uh-huh.
it literally our hair was blowing. It was like a wind came up. It was the coolest thing ever. And if you listen to it, you'll hear it all happen, and you'll get caught up in the excitement and the good feeling of what it's like to help people who are kind of caught in between. So we'll go ahead and start that for you now, and we'll see you again next Wednesday night.
Log Talk Radio.
Now you'll hear music, but that part of the show will start.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host, Spooky Jessica. Happy Halloween Eve to everybody.
Yes, happy Halloween.
It's not Halloween.
It's not Eve.
It's Halloween.
No, yeah.
This is an exciting night, isn't it?
It is so spooky. You have no idea.
I have an idea, because you know what we're going to be doing tonight?
Something really spooky.
Really cool, really spooky, really fun, and all our listeners are going to get to be part of this. Because
I know.
We are going
to a very spooky place.
I'm just
going to
keep
saying
place.
Spooky.
Spooky, spooky. Blah. We're going to the Chapman Road
Cemetery, right.
Where there have been many sightings of children laughing at night, spirits. People have done ghost hunts there. And so we are all packed up. We're ready to go. We're actually going to be playing two songs, and we're going to head over there, and we're actually going to do a live ghost hunt on location. And
it's going to be
spooky.
It's
going to
be spooky.
And the good part is the moon is still very bright out here.
It is
right
a
now.
Full moon still.
Yes.
Well, almost
it's
a
almost
full moon.
A full moon. So it'll be kind of lit up, so
it's
that'll
gonna
be
good. Awesome.
And I guarantee you, because that's one thing I can guarantee you, we're going to get activity, because whenever Jessica and I go ghost hunting,
yes,
we get activity.
We do.
Every single
Why
time.
Why is that?
Well, I think because we generate a lot of energy. I mean, I think that, you know, we both bring something very special to the table. We're both very gifted. The one thing that you have that I wish to God I did have and I don't is you from, I don't know, I guess your whole life, you've been able to sense when something's off with somebody or somebody's evil or somebody's bad. And we could be walking down the street and Jessica will walk by somebody and go, he's evil. Or she could meet somebody, and that person will remain nameless, that came to the door for trick-or-treat tonight,
yes.
An adult, and the first thing you said was, well, that person, she's a bad person. And it was funny because I happened to know this individual, and I wouldn't say that was an inaccurate statement.
Well, I get a feel.
You do.
You know?
And it's great because I think because I put so many seals of protection around me because of what I do every day, I don't sense that necessarily. And you do. So we make a good team when we do this, and we always find lots of activity. I think that they're drawn to us because they sense
probably.
That you're kind of like the protector in
mm-hmm.
that way, and your family actually, your children
yes.
are very much. They literally fight all night long, demons. I mean, that's something
well,
that your son has done
my
for his
son,
whole life,
yeah,
right?
In his sleep, he's, ever since he was a little tiny boy,
mm-hmm.
that's his dream sleep is
yeah, he is
fighting,
evil all the time. And he has dreamt that every single night from the day he could remember
from ever
dreaming.
Since he could talk about
and,
it.
And doesn't your other daughter do
my
that?
My daughter, well? I think she's more intuitive. And
yeah, well, she's definitely that.
Yeah, she has, no, she dreams about zombies, which is bizarre.
Not really. There's probably a reason why she dreams about that.
Know.
But, you know, she...
Maybe she watches too many zombie movies.
She's my niece, so, you know, she's going to have it, right?
There better not ever be zombies. That's scary.
But there's not going to be zombies. We're not going to worry about zombies but unless they come and ring your door tonight and say, trick or treat!
No, they'll go, give us some candy because we're never going to die and we'll run out.
I don't know. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're still going to be doing readings tonight, though, and I see a couple of people already in the queue. We've got some folks in the queue, so if you want to get a reading done tonight, I want you to call in 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And I also happen to know that this evening we have a very special guest that's going to be calling in who has written a very scary, scary, creepy Halloween song.
No way.
Yeah, and he is going to be singing it live on air.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be creepy. So this is our official Halloween special song. So
you know what you need to do
what?
Before we get started?
What?
Your witch person?
You think I do?
You got to do it.
Okay, because, you know, I know.
It'll kick off our evening.
It will kick off our evening. And while I look for that, because we'll find it one second here, I just want to say one of our goals in, when we go to these ghost hunts, you know, we have the utmost respect for all the paranormal groups in the area. And we've worked with many of them, and,
mm-hmm.
and just adore them. And if by chance Jill from OPI is out there,
mm-hmm.
I want to shout out hello, because we adore her and her husband and the
yes.
whole crew out there. But
hey, Jill, we love you.
Yes, we do. But what I want to say is that one of our things that we do, Jessica and I, is we always ask the spirits if they want to cross over. Now, not you know, most of the groups, you know, that's not what that's not their
no,
purpose.
That's not
they're
what they're all about.
To identify and
they're
scientifically prove, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What we do is just a hair different in that when we go out there, our goal is to offer the opportunity to cross over. And sometimes they don't want to cross over, and sometimes they do. And when they do, it is the most awesome thing.
Yeah.
And so our goal tonight is to offer that opportunity, that window of opportunity for
right.
for any, if we meet with any of these spirits, to cross them over. And we will know because of the equipment that we'll be bringing along with us.
Mm-hmm.
So the car is literally packed up. It's going to take us about maybe not quite 6 minutes to get over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, luckily it's very close by.
It's very close by. So the car is queued. The engine's running. We're ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and do one reading right now because I want to get through the one reading for sure.
Cool.
And then we'll go ahead and
our
we'll
first
start the
Halloween reading.
Yes, we're going to do our first one. And we've got to open the door to the office. Hold on. Just like her.
We do, sadly.
That's a little bit scary. Okay, here we go. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take our first reading. And this is from area code 904 with a prefix of 383. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. Welcome to the show. How can I help you this evening?
I was calling because I'm moving to Dallas in December, and I'm trying to see how soon do you see me finding employment when I move.
How soon do I see you finding employment? Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things here, okay? I see February is when you're going to find employment, but that doesn't mean you'll have something before. You will have something before that because you said you're moving in December. February is when you're going to have the job you really want. I see you taking something or at least seriously considering another job offer prior to that. But it's not the one you really want, and it's not the one you're going to end up with. Even if you take it, you'll take the other job offer immediately thereafter because it'll give you more opportunity to do what you want to do. It'll be a better work environment. It'll be better pay and better benefits. How I know all that? I don't know. Because I'm psychic, I guess that's the only way I know, because that's what I'm being shown. And it's like that's so exactly factual, it cracks me up because it doesn't always come that way, but it is right now for you. So that's a good thing, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It really is. Now, what do you like about Dallas?
I lived there before, and I'm familiar with it and the opportunities.
It's a good place. Do me a favor while you're there. Go to Dick's Last Resort. It's one of my favorite places. You can eat all the clams and crab legs you want, and they come in buckets, and they put on improvisational jazz music that is awesome, okay?
Okay,
it's a lot of fun.
I'll check it out.
It's in the Warehouse District. You'll really enjoy it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, and have a safe move. Like, I'm going to tell you, I see this is the right thing for you. I also see that you were able to make this trip. Did somebody create some kind of, I don't want to say endowment. I know that sounds like a silly thing to say. But did somebody give you something that allows you to make this move?
My sister is getting ready to give it to me.
Ah, there you go. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm being shown. That's what the angels are showing me, that her generosity is what's enabling this to happen for you. You're not running away, right?
No.
Okay. You know why I said that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the thing is, as long as you know that you're not running away and you understand why you're doing what you're doing, that is the absolute right thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, I think the angels are showing me this is off the charts the right move for you. I mean, like totally, like so off the charts, and I always say this, when I get it so strong, it's like they're hitting me in the head and saying, it's not just yes, it's like, heck yeah, this is really good. So I really see this as a really good thing to do. Okay?
Okay, thank you. You made my night.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Listen, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now stay on, because you do not want to miss this ghost investigation.
Oh, yeah.
It is
okay.
Awesome. Okay, all right. Bye-bye now, hon.
Right.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead. The car is actually gassed up. It's literally sitting, engine idling. We have two participants that are sitting in the car right now waiting for us to jump in. We're going to head over there. We're going to play just two songs, just two short songs in the meantime, and then we're going to go ahead and start the investigation. Then we will come back here. We will take more calls, do some more mini angel readings. This is going to be a lot of fun.
And our cool Halloween song.
And our cool, that's going to be the highlight of the evening.
That's
frankly.
Going to be great. I'm
the
looking
cool
forward
Halloween
to it.
The cool song from Reverend Jay is going to be the highlight of the evening. Oh, I said who it was going
to
be.
I was going to say, we're supposed
said,
to be
that's
secret.
Okay. Hey, we got, well, he says Reverend Jay is in the house, and I really like that. So good job, good job, good job. All right, and I'm glad he took that other name off, because I've yet to comment on that other name that he was signing on. I won't even mention it.
Okay. I don't know what that was.
I will not
discuss
it.
You're going to have to tell me.
Maybe during break. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to play two songs. Get ready, guys. This is. I'm telling you, I just feel that this is going to, like we're going to, I just know we're going to.
It is Halloween.
It's, you know, like almost a full moon, because we just got over the full moon. I'm telling you, the energy there is going to, like, blow
us off. A waning moon. What is the moon right after
waxing,
a full moon?
Waxing, waning, waning.
New.
Waning.
There's a new moon this weekend.
Is there a new moon?
That's why I'm getting my hair cut this
weekend. I'm from New Jersey, and New York is underwater. Okay, here we go. The car's running. Give us two songs, and we're going to be unloading, and we'll be coming live from location at the Chapman Celery Fields Cemetery, where all those children's spirits have been seen and heard late at night. We'll be back.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No! When I first met you, girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. They say I'm not your stepping stone.
Don't you cry no more. don't you cry.
Okay, so we're out here. We're at the Chapman Road Cemetery. And we're kind of rushing a little bit because this is our Halloween special show. And what we want to do today is this evening, we've got a very bright full moon behind us, don't we?
It is the brightest moon you have ever seen.
Yes.
It's lighting up the whole cemetery.
Right, which is kind of good.
And it's cool.
It's better than city. And it's cold out here for Florida. It's really cold. Of course, for all the people up north that just went through Hurricane Sandy, I guess it's not.
But we had to go by us, so.
Right, exactly. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to set up our equipment. The first thing that Jessica's going to turn on is the EVP. And the recorder for EVPs, okay? We're going to collect on the digital recorder electronic voice phenomena. What that means is, you know, we often talk about how we're all going to raise our vibration level when we go through the ascension. And what happens is everybody operates at a higher level of vibration. We often say that when we talk to angels, we're also talking at a higher level of vibration. And sometimes it's hard to hear them. So by putting it and capturing whatever feedback we get by these spirits, we'll be able to slow it down on our equipment. And when we do the listen back in the office, and we'll be able to hear if any messages are being sent to us. The next thing we're doing is turning on the EMF detector. Jessica, you want to explain what the EMF detector is? Okay.
I'm having a tough time with equipment here.
Okay. The EMF detector, it just went off
up.
The second. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It is lighting up because it's going,
because we just mentioned it.
You don't know how to turn me on.
That's it. The EMF detector is a device that checks electromagnetic fields, and it measures it. And this is kind of, it's kind of like going to a doctor. You know, sometimes in order to get a diagnosis, they have to rule everything out.
Right.
Well, with an EMF detector, we turn off any type of electronics or energy in the area, okay? And when we do that, we then only have whatever our equipment would register on the EMF detector. The reality is none of our equipment here is going to register on the EMF detector, right? Because it's all very low. It's all battery operated and low energy. So whatever it picks up, when an energy source will cross it or come near it, it will light up. And it'll light up many different colors. For instance, it'll start off with a green, but as the energy source gets closer, it goes to yellow and orange and then bright red. And when it goes to bright red, boy, we know it's on fire, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. And it's definitely lighting up now.
Right. So what happens is...
Isn't that funny?
We're in a kind of a unique location. And so this location is in a cemetery. And we probably should lower our voices a little bit. And we're outside of a chapel, which is open. And I don't think it's supposed to be open, but it happens to be tonight. So,
yeah, the whole cemetery is open. We were kind of afraid we were going to have to break in.
Yeah, which we would never do.
And we would never do that because we are law-abiding
citizens. That's right. And I might get caught on the fence. So, So we decided that we had to, you know, things aren't where they used to be years ago.
Well, no,
you know?
And if we had to run away really fast, we'd probably have a problem.
Yeah, the policeman would start laughing in his pants or something. I don't know where he'd be laughing, but...
I don't know if he'd laugh in his pants.
he'd be laughing for sure. Now, on this scary Halloween night show, we have participant one and participant two. These are the same two participants that joined us for the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Yes, yes.
And that was really great. Now, the other thing that we brought along with us, and this is really kind of neat, is we brought along, explain the flashlight.
Well, the flashlight is one of those long flashlights that twists on the end, and it's very easy to turn on and off by people other than me.
Right.
Because apparently, yeah, I'm just not capable tonight. There we go, there we go. Now that I've blinded you.
I'm completely blinded. Okay,
okay.
So we've got the digital recorders going, and what we do is we take this flashlight, which is like a pen light in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
and
a mag light.
You turn it on the end, and you twist it on, and... And someone doesn't trust me to have it on properly.
No, no, no. I'm just checking it.
It's working, and...
Okay. All right. So what we do is we lay it down. Jessica twisted it so that a little twist would turn it on. But it's sitting perfectly still. And what I find really amazing is now there's no electrical source here.
There's nothing.
We're near nothing.
We are near nothing electrical.
So if the EMF reader starts going off for no reason at all, it's because spirits are coming across to us.
Right. And we are getting... So much activity while we're talking, it's not even funny.
It's going nuts. So we're letting it calm down a minute because there is nothing electronic sitting here. But we also use another thing. We use something called the Ghost Radar that you can download the app on any smartphone. Now, some people say it's not true and it doesn't work. But we have found it to be...
It has worked really well for us.
It has worked really well for us. For whatever reason, we're able to talk to spirits that come across. And Jeff, why don't you explain to all our listeners what our goal is tonight? We're going to make this a very short one because we can't do a real ghost hunt. You hear the traffic. It's not
right.
as late as it should
well,
be.
Well, and the problem is the cemetery is right near a main road. So
right.
you can hear the traffic going back and forth, and we can see traffic going back and forth. So we want to make it quick
mm-hmm.
because we want to make sure that nobody finds us here.
Well, and in addition to that, the other thing we want to do is if we find any spirits here tonight, specifically... The ones we're looking for.
Right.
You see something? I just saw this dark shadow up there.
Really?
You know, it might have just been a shadow, nothing more.
Well,
it's very windy.
Also traffic going by.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big trees around here.
Yes. And it's chilly, but Jessica and I share a common goal. You know, we've worked with, and we've been proud and honored to work with several of the different
mm-hmm.
Ghost hunting groups
sure have.
Around the area. And we love and adore all of them, and we love spending time with them. However, I will say this. Our goal, our unique goal, and not everyone shares this goal, is that when we come across children that are here or any spirits, our goal is to cross them over. Is
right.
that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Now,
and I'm sorry. I am just, you know, I'm out in the
out
outdoors.
The
allergies
getting funny, and that's
me.
Okay. And so... Our goal tonight is to be able to cross over anybody that
wow.
we...
Our EMF is going wild.
Yes, our electromagnetic field detector is just going absolutely nuts. Now, I want to... this is going to kind of freak people out just a little bit. We've been running the ghost radar on the app on the cell phone.
While we've been talking.
While we've been talking. And we haven't asked any questions. And let me tell you the words that have
yeah,
come
out.
Yeah,
I want to see because I'm kind of far from it.
When I started talking about the EVPs, the word that came across was opinion. Yes, that is my opinion.
Yeah.
The other word that it picked up was the name Andy.
Ah,
it just says Andy.
Andy.
And then the next thing it picked up was the word dad.
Aww.
I know, which, oh my gosh, okay.
Maybe Andy is here with us.
And Andy is either someone's dad or he's trying to get a hold of his dad. So we're gonna work on that. And then the next thing that...
I think Andy might be here with us.
Andy's here with us?
Because
okay.
this is light. Now, Andy, we have a flashlight here that you can twist and let us know that this is you. I know you've been great with the EMF, and if you could twist our flashlight, twist it on. This way we know it's you. I know it takes a lot of energy, but... That would really help us out.
You just twist the end of it right there where I'm pointing. I know you can see in the dark better than I can. If you could just twist the end of that, and then we'll know you're here with us. Our EMF is lighting up like crazy. There is no electronic source near it, crossing it, or moving. We're perfectly still. We're actually sitting on what appears...
Oh, there we go.
Okay, the flashlight just turned on. That freaks me out every time. It's okay, Andy. It's okay.
It is Andy.
It is Andy. Thank you for turning on the flashlight. That just blows my mind every time. The one thing we know...
Okay, he's turning it off.
He's turning it off. Now, go ahead. You can turn it off.
Turn it off, and this way we could ask you another question. This way we can find out, you know, why you're here, but if you have any questions of us.
Thank you. He just turned it off. Oh, doesn't that blow your mind each time that happens?
What? I'm cold, so nothing's going to blow my mind tonight. I think somebody could walk right in front of me.
to anyone listening to this, you have to imagine we're sitting here in pitch dark. Okay, it's absolutely pitch dark.
Well, other than the giant moon that's shining.
Right, the giant moon. And we asked that the person whose name shows up on our ghost radar detector, it transfers electronic signals into words, and the name was Andy. We asked if it was Andy. The EMF detector lit up on fire. Then we asked Andy, the spirit, to turn on the flashlight, and he did.
And he which is awesome. That is so cooperative.
So cool. Okay, so what we want to ascertain, and I'm going to tell you, we were talking, and I got smacked in the back by participant one and two at the same time. So that means they're pointing at the flashlight, like, it's going. And we want to ask Andy, because we know that this area was well known. The story goes, the lore, is that at night, late at night, when it's dark, there were a lot of children that died here through disease and other things, because this was an area where the Slavics came, and they actually wanted to be farmers. They wanted nothing part of the Industrial
mm-hmm.
Revolution. So they came over here, and they tried to grow, and they grew celery among...
Well, this area in Oviedo is all celery fields. Way
right.
back when, it was celery fields and the people that worked in the celery fields.
Right. And so that's what they did. And they came here, and they say that a lot of the children died. And when they died here, some of the spirits didn't cross over, because
right.
the word is at night, next to us is a big lacrosse field next to the cemetery. They say they can hear the children laughing. And so our goal tonight is, if there are any spirits here, whether they be children or adults,
right,
is to what?
We want to cross them over because,
Amen.
You know, we know you're hanging around here for whatever reason. Maybe you don't realize that, well, there you go.
And I guess they want to be crossed over.
Well,
they
good.
Want to be reunited. The reason we know that is the flashlight just went on, went really bright. And so we know that you want to be crossed over. So go ahead and turn the flashlight off if you can.
Turn it
and
off.
And it's slowly turning
slowly
off.
Slowly turning off.
Just twist it a little bit more. We know it takes a lot of energy. We know we've got Andy here, and what we're going to do is, once you get that flashlight, it's slowly going off. It takes a lot of energy for spirits to twist the end of that to turn it off, and it's going slowly,
almost off,
a little bit
got
more.
It.
Come on, Andy. Good boy. All right. Now, Andy, we're going to ask you a question. Are you a young man under the age...
Of 30.
Of
under the age of 30.
Under
I get
the age
impression
of 30.
That Andy's an adult.
Okay. Andy, if you're under the age of 30, either cross over the EMF detector and light it up or turn the flashlight on. Well, did it just flash?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I get the feeling Andy's an older gentleman, but that
okay,
could just
let's
be
see.
Me.
Well, he gave us the word dad. Of course, there's a few other words on here that I don't know if you want me to read out.
Yeah,
Jessica.
Read it.
Okay, well, some of them are camp,
okay.
And that word came up on the radar detector, or the ghost radar, when I was talking about families coming out here and living. And
okay.
I got the word camp.
And what else?
Well, the next word was Japan.
Japan.
And fly.
You know what? I think Andy was in World War II.
Could
or
be.
No, World
Let's,
War One.
Well,
World War
there's,
I
there's
was
another
with Japan.
Word here that I just want to be really, really careful about. Claws.
Okay, I don't like that
I
word.
I don't like that word. So, Andy, if you have anything to do with claws.
Yeah, we don't want to be a part
just
of
come,
that.
I saw
okay,
that.
Yeah, that, the EMF detector just... Andy, are you... Let's make sure we're dealing with a good entity. We don't deal with anything beyond...
Yeah.
You know,
anything
so
in God's light. That's all we want.
We only want what's in God's light. Are you in God's light? If you are in God's light, meaning you're a good spirit, you're a kind spirit, you mean us no harm, then go ahead and either light up the EMF detector or turn the flashlight on. If you mean us no harm. Go ahead.
Light it up,
Joseph. Andy. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to ask this question. Andy, if you are a darker person, an evil person, a bad person, if you mean us harm, I'm going to ask you to either light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. Go ahead and do it. Okay.
So no reaction.
Well, did it not just react?
Yeah, I saw that.
It blinked.
So we're going to ask you, so that wasn't like evil. So let me ask you this. Do you feel like you were maybe a bad person in life and you feel you have guilt issues? Is that what we're dealing here with? Like you're trying to reach out to somebody, you don't know how to get a message to them, you feel bad. And
that's probably why you're still remaining here.
Because you feel like there's unfinished business. Is that correct? If so, light up the EMF detector, light up the flashlight. Okay, we're getting no activity, so we're going to have to go back to the original question. Do you mean us harm, Andy? If you do, light it up one more time, nice and bright, and we'll get the message loud and clear that you want us to stop doing this. Okay, just lit up like a...
Okay. Well, that means he doesn't want us to talk to him anymore.
Okay, so Andy, that means you don't want us to talk to you anymore. Is that correct? You would like us to stop and to leave? If that's correct, light it up one more time, and we will pack up what we're doing here and leave. You have to light it up for us. If you want us to leave, light it up. Okay.
I don't know. We're not getting a definitive answer here.
Okay. Well, twice now he said he's evil. He's dark.
Well, you know what?
So let me ask this last question. Are you going to harm us if we stay? Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If the answer is no, light it up. Either cross over this EMF detector or light up the flashlight. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? And if the answer is no, go ahead and light this up because we want to know we're safe. Okay. And here comes the big question.
And the big question is?
If you're going to try and harm us if we stay. That's what I want to know. Are you going to try and harm us if we stay? If you are, light up the EMF detector or turn on the flashlight. One or the other. Either one. Light up the EMF detector, cross over it, or go ahead and turn the end of the flashlight. You just let us know. He's not giving us an answer
either
way.
No, and you know, I'm thinking maybe it's talking about crossing over. Maybe he doesn't want to cross over.
So that's the next question. Why don't you ask that?
I mean, Andy, if you just want to stay right here and continue your existence the way it is, we won't talk to you about crossing over. You know, that's not your thing, and that's fine. Everybody can do whatever they want.
Did you see it just flash?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd say that's what it is.
He doesn't want to cross over.
And that's fine.
That's fine. Our goal is never to force anybody,
no,
right?
No, of course not. We're just here to have a chat and, you know.
On All Hallows Eve.
Right.
And, you know, I'm getting some words here on my ghost radar.
Yeah.
Saying tiny heart. Andy, do you feel like you have a tiny heart? Yes. Did you see it flash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andy, can I ask you a question? Are you a younger person under the age of 15? Are you younger than the age of 15? If so, light up the EMF detector. We're just trying to kind of gauge. See, I'm figuring Andy's about the age of 10.
Okay.
Is about what I'm getting. And I'm just curious to see if that's what we're going to see here. Oh, he's saying we have an audience. Maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Well, and I think that could very well be. There's
lot. Oh, he just flashed it. Yes.
Okay. So there's more than just Andy we're talking to.
Is there more than one spirit here? If so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
how many spirits? Let's pick a number. How about five?
Are there five or less? Okay, and one of our participants is showing me a number. Give it to me again.
10.
10. Are there approximately, did it just last?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got approximately 10. The reason I'm asking is I'm wearing my reading glasses, and you know where the break is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's me going through the break in the glass. You know,
no,
okay.
we'll let you know.
That's sad. Maybe I should just change my glasses. Okay, here we go.
I don't think you need glasses to see in the dark.
Probably not.
They're all
young.
Children?
Okay, so... One of our participants is particularly good at sensing spirits, so she's saying they're all young, and I feel they're all young, too. Are you maybe all children? Are you? Yes.
Okay.
Are you the children that people say they hear laughing and playing here at night? They don't know.
Well, they probably don't know because, you know, it could be anybody that they're hearing. Now, do we have girls and boys here tonight? Girls and boys both?
Okay, well, let me, they're saying.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting on. This is so incredible.
What's
this
it
is
going
to blow your mind, people.
Okay.
Okay. They're saying, I said, are you under the age of 10? And they said the oldest.
Oh,
see here?
Okay, yeah.
And then they say shout, like they're trying to shout.
Oh, they're trying to talk to us.
Yeah, so is Anne here? If Anne is here, because she has her name on the ghost radar, if there's somebody named Anne or Annie or Anne Marie, go ahead and light up the EMF detector or turn on this flashlight. And also, if there is somebody here by the name of Danny, because that's the other name that's showing up here, Danny. So we know we've got Andy. And there's an Ann and a Danny. And I'm still wondering if that still is kind of like a partial Ann and Danny is almost Andy.
It could be Andy.
So I'm wondering
different forms of Andy.
Yeah, different forms of Andy. If that's correct, go ahead and light it up for me. We're also taking, with the thermal laser gauge, we're taking the temperature in the area where we're sensing that the people are. Participant number two is sensing some activity as well as participant number one, and they're now taking temperature gauges. In most of the area, it's about 40, what? It's about 62, but in certain areas, the temperature drops to 32.
Wow.
So that generally means we have a spirit.
That means
here.
We have a spirit,
yeah.
For sure.
And so we're going in like a radius, a 360-degree radius around us. And the temperature is changing. And this is shooting out about 20 feet from our perimeter. So that's how we know where that goes. All right, so we know also that they're saying they're fierce and they're cool.
You are cool, guys.
You are very cool. So let me ask you guys a question. Did you work as farmers here? Did you come over with your families? Did you work as farmers here on this land?
Maybe in the celery fields? And if the answer
is... Oh, they said from Russia.
From Russia.
From Russia. Okay, that's very specific.
Slavic.
Is Slavic?
Well, Czechoslovakia is near Russia.
I'm so impressed. So maybe that's what they know,
yeah.
Russia.
Well, right, right.
Oh,
and
I'm
back
so
then,
impressed.
I don't
okay,
know, what did they call?
It was the...
Czechoslovakia. Was it called Czechoslovakia? Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't call it that anymore.
No, now it's the Czech Republic.
Right.
Right.
So they came and settled
from
in
Russia
Syria.
To here. You see that?
Oh, from Russia to here. Okay.
Yep, that's what they're saying. Okay, and do you like being here? Do you still enjoy being here? Do I dare ask the question?
What's the question? I was going to say they must be bored.
Do they know if they're...
Well, and that could very well be why we were getting issues with the other questioning.
Right. So do you want to...
Because the crossing over may not be understood.
Right.
And I don't know that's...
I don't know if we should even say...
No.
I think we just
need to have some more conversation.
Conversation. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So you guys all hang out here and play and Do you guys like watching the kids play lacrosse in the field next door? Because I know they practice pretty much every day.
They use sticks, really big sticks.
Big sticks with the ball, and they run around and yell.
Yep, just flashed. Yeah, that's called lacrosse, and it's a game that the children of this time play. You realize that your time was long ago, don't you, in the late 1800s? Do you know what year you came over here? Do you know what year was it, 1890, 1892, 1896, 1900, 1910? What year did you come here? Do you happen to know, any of you? I know you're very young, but do you remember what year it was, 1912?
Well, they were talking like World War I-ish.
It was much different, yeah, 1900, yeah, so 1914?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're asking the non-history person here.
So let me ask their, okay, and then I have another question, since they're not responding to any of these. I want to ask you kids, do you think that we're here to be evil? Are you a little bit of afraid of us? Did somebody just see it first?
No.
Do you think,
yes.
You did, yes, thank you.
I'm sitting here looking at it.
I know. Do you think, Yeah, we're not evil. We're not here to be evil.
No, we're not here to hurt
you.
Anyone. We're both moms, and we have our children, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to say hi and, you know, talk to you guys and ask some questions.
That's right.
And we would never hurt you. We just want to find out a little bit more about you.
And we don't want to scare you, please. We don't want to scare you at all, not even a little bit. Do you believe us? If you believe us, go ahead and light that up a little bit, because I don't want you to be scared.
You know, the problem is it takes a lot of energy to light this stuff up, and
I know,
we've been having a lot of conversations, so.
Well, I'm really glad we got to meet you all. Andy, for sure, and it looks like Ann.
Yeah.
And Danny.
The whole crowd.
And is there anyone else here that maybe wants to speak their name as loud as they can? I know you're shouting, and our ears can't quite hear you, but the equipment we have here with all these funny lights, it can hear.
Right.
It can hear really well. And
you
can
light this up, and you can light the flashlight up, or just shout really loud near that bright light in her hand, and that makes the words that you're saying.
They're saying the word, their mood is steady. See
okay.
that?
Cool. Oh,
mood
steady.
Uh-huh. You see that? So does that mean that you're okay with us for now? You're
good.
Okay with us? Because I don't...
We are the non-scariest people you will ever meet.
Although, I once went on a camping trip with Jessica, and she was pretty scared when she first wakes up in the morning. Let me just say. Hair,
I
like,
look
you
a
know.
Little scary, but hey. I look a little scary right now, too. My hair is pretty wacky.
Well, all of us. It's very windy. We're just getting through the Hurricane Sandy, and so we still have a lot of those elements around us.
Yeah, we have the wind. I think that's all we have
left. A lot of wind. And, you know, Jessica, we'll even say while we're sitting here, we've had the opportunity to be on a property that a house burnt down on once,
mm-hmm.
and we were metal detecting, and even our participants here were with us, and it didn't, the property, something on that property didn't want us there.
Right.
Because a big tree limb came crashing down.
Oh, that was crazy.
And we jumped out, it started coming through the tree, and we heard it, and we all jumped away. And it came crashing down right where all of us were standing.
So we're all like, okay, we're done.
We're
out
of
here.
Yeah. And so that's why we say to you guys, you kids, we're here as friends. And we'll come back and visit you again if you want us to. And if you want us to, go ahead and light us up again, okay? So we know.
What are they saying now?
Well, they're saying the word action.
Action.
Yeah.
Maybe we're too boring because we're just sitting here.
Well,
and they want a little action.
Would you guys like to see Jessica get up and dance? Oh, one of our participants is dancing. And participant number two is now dancing.
See, now you guys want to dance? You
and
can
that
join
that
them.
Is, what is that dance called?
It's like the Irish jig,
I think
like.
So. Do you know a Russian dance?
You need to do the do-do-do-do-do with your legs.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, 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 no.
That's
not
Megillah.
That's
Megillah.
Great.
That's
Greek.
It's a Jewish song. Huh?
Oh, it is? Well,
we're so close. Okay,
oh,
now they're doing the polka.
Now they're doing, yeah. Oh, wait. Wasn't there this story about Anastasia from the Russian Tsar?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wasn't that? Probably, I don't know, these spirits think we're crazy.
They're going, okay, you know nothing about Russia.
What
quite
I think
apparently.
Is really cool. Oh, look, it's lighting up like crazy.
Oh, and I was right. We know nothing about Russia.
We know
that's
nothing about Russia. Oh, look at and they're agreeing with
and
us.
And they're going, you are right. You guys are crazy.
People know absolutely nothing. You're right. And they want to know what our they say our purpose is soft. You
and they're
that?
Right. They're right.
Yeah.
Our
okay.
purpose is soft because we have no intention of doing anything other than talking.
That's right. We're just here to talk. It's a tradition here where our children on Wednesday night, the 31st, will dress up in all kind of funny costumes,
mm-hmm.
31st of October. Sometimes they're scary. Sometimes they're not. And what they will do is they'll go door to door, and people will give them homemade treats and candy, which I'm sure you children are familiar with. Oh, it's windy and cold.
It is cold.
Wow.
That wind has picked up.
Boy, has it. Okay.
We always manage to be out in weather.
Why is that? Last time we were in a tropical storm. Now we're just
this
ending
is better,
hurricane.
Though, because I was so wet and so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I never laughed so hard. So, kids, kids, do you think maybe you could light this flashlight up for us one more time?
Yeah, one of you
because
should be
Because we really
able to
have
do
enjoyed
here,
talking
I'll move
with
out
you.
Of the way.
And
you
I just
to
touched the
up.
End of this one right here. And what I'll say to you guys is, and girls, if you want us to come back, light this up or light this up, and we'll come back and visit again, and I'll make these two, participant one and participant two. We can't say their names because these listening devices, I don't want people to know their names. They got to be kept mysterious. But they have names, too. Yeah. We'll come back another time, and we'll tell you their names, and they'll probably dance for you again.
Maybe they can learn a Russian dance this time.
Yeah. And participant one just got hit in the head with an acorn, so I heard them coming. It was like, bam, bam.
Wow.
Kids, you're not throwing them, are you, by any chance?
Well, there's probably squirrels up in these trees hurling them at
them. Yeah, they're like, get out of here, you crazy people. Get away from my nuts.
Okay.
Okay, that's... That could
now
be taken wrong.
The line.
I know, that could be taken wrong. Well, guys, we need a little bit more feedback. If you want us to stay, we will. But if you want us to go, we will as well. Just kind of let us know.
Yeah, if you want us to stay, light up this little thing right here. Light up those lights like you did before.
Right.
When you were making fun of me for not knowing anything about Russia.
Because, I mean, basically, if it's not in her town where she lives,
which
she
is,
knows nothing about it.
not that I even know that much about the town that I live in.
Well, I think it was interesting. I didn't, I mean, of course, you know, Slavic is
mm-hmm.
near Russia, so
mm-hmm.
yeah. Was it Slovenia?
Huh?
Slovenia, yes.
There is on Slovenia.
Yes, there is.
Transylvania.
No, that's where that... No. You know, you really don't want to know what they're saying. No,
what
they're not.
Saying?
They're not saying.
They're
anything.
Saying
I'm
you
kidding.
Guys get
I'm
a map.
God, we're 10 and we're smarter than you two idiots. All righty. Well, it seems like the activity has died down now.
Yeah, I think they're bored with us and they probably
they
ran
just
away.
Flashed it again.
Oh, so you're still here.
You're still here. Are you just kind of watching us, trying to decide whether we're good people, bad people, or somewhere in between?
We probably haven't asked the right questions. Okay, if you were a 10-year-old kid. What would you be interested in?
Do you miss your mommy and daddy? Do you miss either your mother or your father?
Now, let me ask you a question. You a question.
Yes.
Dr. Jenny.
Yes.
When, if you were a Russian boy from way back when, would you speak English?
They were living in America, so they do speak a certain amount of English. The words that this is picking up...
Is what?
The way they're speaking is what I would call proper, like...
Right.
Like, what is your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Or your purpose is soft. It's they're taking the very literal sense of the word.
Okay.
So I would say they're using as much English as they can. But that's a very good point, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
A very good point.
But I wonder what the Russian would call a mother and father.
Well, I will have our crack research team check on that, and we'll have an answer in just a minute.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I'm going to ask you kids, do you ever get a chance to play? Do you play a lot now?
Get to run around here in the big, wide open fields under the trees. Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Do you play tag? I have a feeling that our children have decided, not our children, but the
children have run away because we've
bored
them to death.
Yeah. We're going to be quiet for just a minute because we want to see if you could give us all the laughter you have so our equipment can pick it up. So for the next 30 seconds, we're not going to say anything. Just laugh. EMF detector went off like crazy, which is really, really neat. Okay. And here is, go ahead.
This is the Russian words for mom and dad.
Okay.
And I could not repeat that.
Let's play that one more time. Beautiful. And what that's saying in Russian is, do you miss your mother or father? And if so, light up this equipment. That was translated into Russian,
mm-hmm.
So that maybe our spirits could hear them. Yeah. And if you do, light this up or turn this flashlight on, and then we'll know that you're missing them.
Well, light it up and let us know you guys are still here. Because we feel kind of like you...
Yep, it just lit up.
Okay.
They're still here.
Well, you're still here. Good.
So do you speak Russian?
Is that the language that you understand? Because maybe what we're saying is hard to understand.
And by any chance, do you speak Japanese? Because if you recall earlier, somebody said Japan onto the ghost radar. And
I was kind of taking it as World War I
Japan-ish
type.
Time,
mm-hmm.
Which could very well be. I'm sensing there's a boy here. And it just lit up. Okay, and I'm sensing this boy wants to talk to us.
Okay.
But I don't know the message that he's trying to deliver. I just don't know. I just don't know. It's lighting up again. What language do you speak? Can you tell us what language you speak? It's lighting up like crazy now.
Okay, do you speak English? What we're speaking. Yes, he lit it up.
Okay, so you speak English. Is there another language that you speak as well?
No,
okay.
So he speaks English.
So he speaks English. So when we played you that Russian's word, those Russian words, you probably thought, these people are nuts. We're not. We're really not.
So he wants to get a message across.
Yeah.
Maybe to a parent, a relative... A brother.
Do you want to get a message to your brother or to a sister? Or somebody that you lived with when you were here, do you want to get a message to them?
An aunt or an uncle, maybe? Yes.
Okay. An aunt or an uncle? Okay.
It's an aunt or an uncle. So that must be who he was living with.
Were they good people? If they were good people, light this up. Okay. If they were bad people, light this up. We're right that it's an uncle?
Or an aunt? Maybe a cousin?
Ask Jessica, because they seem to be responding to your question.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if it was somebody that he came over here with that wasn't really a relative, but that he lived with.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be me.
Yeah, it just lit up like crazy. And Andy, can I ask you a question? Yeah. Were these people nice to you? If no, light it up. If this man was not nice or they were not nice, go ahead and light it up. Okay.
Are you feeling like somebody wasn't nice to him?
I know. I just feel sadness in him.
Really?
Like, yeah, and I don't. That's why I keep going there.
And maybe he feels like there's something he should have told these people.
Did they treat you well?
Maybe he got separated from them when they got here.
Did you get separated from them when you got here? Or maybe you felt like you didn't treat them as well as you could have? Is that why you're kind of sad? And if it's not Andy, it's okay. Whoever it is that we're speaking with.
Yeah. I mean, we're picking out the Andy name because we got it before, but it could be someone else. It is Andy?
It isn't.
It is not Andy.
I don't believe it's Andy.
Is this a male? Is this a boy that we're talking to? Is this a girl that we're talking to?
Are you a spirit? Do you know what you are? Please let that be a squirrel that's making that noise.
What noise?
Up there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
That's a big oak tree.
Because if some kid falls out of that tree onto my head, I'm going to have a heart attack. I just want everyone to know this right now. All righty. All right, so you came over here with this person.
Maybe not a relative.
Were you forced to come over here?
Like an indentured servant of some sort? Where you had to work for a period of time so you could be free, a free man?
Hmm.
No.
And I think we're not getting a lot of response now.
No.
Huh? Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I think we've asked you about as many questions as we can ask. So...
do you have anything else you want to tell us? Just light it up, because we will continue to ask questions to get at the reason that you, you know, if there's something you want to tell us.
Right.
Yep.
There is something.
Oh, my gosh,
it's lighting up like crazy. Okay.
All right. So we just haven't gotten to we haven't gotten to what they want to say.
All right. Alrighty. All right.
And you want to communicate with someone. Is that it? You want us to get a message to someone. Light it up if the answer is yes. Okay, so that's not it.
We never asked the ultimate question.
And what's the ultimate question? Oh. True. Do you want us to cross you over?
So that you could be with your family and your loved ones?
In heaven.
Mm-hmm. Just flashed. Are you a little unsure, but you think you want to? Because you flashed it. But it wasn't a solid flash. If you want to be, I can tell you, your mommy and your daddy are up in heaven, and all the people that you love, they're missing you and they want to be with you. That I guarantee you. God's waiting for you and Jesus is waiting for you. So if you want to cross over, we can help you do that. We can open a door for you to cross over right now, and they will be waiting there with open arms to hug you and tell you all the things that you've missed. And it'll be the best life you could ever imagine, but only if you want to cross over. So you let us know. If you want us to do that for you, go ahead and light this up or light up this flashlight. But you have to be sure. We're not forcing you. We're offering the opportunity. And I can tell you, don't be afraid.
Yeah, you definitely don't be afraid.
So you kind of lit it up before a little bit when I said you want to cross over, but now I think you're a little scared.
I think he's scared because he's not sure. You're scared.
Yeah,
okay.
You're scared.
I
can understand that.
It's a scary thought because you've been here for a while,
yeah.
And this is what you understand and you know.
It's lighting up. The EMF detector for our listeners is lighting up like crazy when we said, are you scared? It lit up like crazy, yeah.
So I think, you know, we want to do what you want to do. And, you know, everybody's purpose in life is to eventually move on to heaven. Do you understand that? And heaven is where people go normally once they pass over. And because you are young and you're here and you're not sure where you need to go next, I think maybe that's your next step.
Ask him if he's afraid he won't go to heaven.
Oh. Are you afraid you won't go to heaven? Or you're just not sure? Because I know you're young and you're just not sure what's going on. You have these people talking to you saying this is what you should do, but you have to do what's in your heart. So what do you think?
I can tell you that your grandma and grandpa will be there too. And I know you love them very, very, very much.
Yeah.
Yep,
sure
wow.
Did.
That
yep.
just lit up,
that
like,
lit up
crazy.
Like crazy.
Yeah. They're going to be there waiting for you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Is that...
So he really misses them.
Yeah. I think. Oh, my goodness. Do you want us to cross you over so you can see them now? Do you want us to do that? Wow. That was.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Well.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. If you want to, I'm going to have you stand before us, kneel down, put your hands together, and just simply say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say that however you would normally say it. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And now we can cross you over into heaven, and I know your grandparents are going to be waiting for you.
They've been waiting for you for a while.
Okay, so you want to do it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's ready.
Kneeling? Okay. Here we go. So let's stand together in a circle. You can stand right here in the circle, in the center of the circle. Don't be scared. We're going to hold hands. We're going to say the Our Father, and we're going to open the door up to heaven so you can be with your grandfather and grandmother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the
kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May God, we have here a willing soul that wants to come to heaven and be with his grandmother and his grandfather. Please open the doors, open the lights, let a door right now open before us right here, and let his energy and his soul and his heart and his mind come up to heaven. Set him free from this plane. Cross him over to the next where he belongs, because we know you want all your children in heaven.
I think
we may have done this.
So.
The detector was going off like crazy, and I have such joy in my heart, and then it stopped. So I believe he has crossed over, and he is with his grandma, grandpa. Oh, wow. How did that feel,
wow,
everybody?
That's crazy.
Was that an awesome experience?
That was awesome. I hope he crossed over.
Well, if he's still here, we can ask if he's still here. I don't think his energy is still here. He's gone. If there's another energy here, it's not him. I'm going to ask if Andy's still here, light this up. If there's another energy here, light it up.
It's lighting up.
Okay, so is there another energy here other than Andy?
Or Andy, are you still here? Getting nothing.
We're getting nothing. So we're assuming Andy has had the courage to go in here.
I hope.
And cross over to be with his grandmother and his grandfather who love him dearly. Are there any other spirits here who wish to be crossed over now, to cross over into heaven? Any other spirits before us? If you're here, light this up and we will help you cross over now. Otherwise, we're going to pack it up for tonight because we've got to go back to our station to get back to our listeners.
Finish our radio show.
Yes, finish our radio show.
And defrost.
And defrost. I
oh,
think
we're getting it. It's lighting up like
crazy. Oh, it's lighting up like crazy. Okay. So if you wish to be crossed over, light it up one more time like you just did. Light it up like crazy. And then we'll go ahead and we'll form the circle. And we'll make a break in the circle and we'll allow you all to come in and cross over the threshold and go up to heaven.
It lit a little blip.
Okay. If there's only one of you, that's fine. If there's more of you, that's fine too.
We just need to know that somebody wants to be crossed over.
Right. And if that's the case, we're fine. Either light up the flashlight. You could just turn the end. Whoa. You can either turn the end of this. It turned on in my hand. Okay. You can either turn the end of this. Or you can go ahead and light up the EMF detector, but, well, because I touched it, I wouldn't want to assume they turned it because it might have been my touching causing the vibration. So just let us know, guys. If you want to be crossed over, even one of you, just light this up. Just bring your energy right here. And we'll go ahead and do that. They're saying, they're lighting it up, a whole bunch. And they're saying opportunity.
Okay.
So, yes, we're going to do this now. We're going to ask anyone. We're going to create a semicircle here. We're going to join hands, leave an opening, because I believe the opening should come from here, but we can leave it from there. That's fine.
Okay.
All of you who wish to cross over, kneel down, put your hands together, and prayerfully say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Say it any way you want. You say it in your mind, say it with your mouth, shout it, whisper it. It's okay. Kneeling down, saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And what we're going to do is we're going to say the prayer one more time, and then we're going to ask God to open up a window here, a light with a beautiful staircase, and it's going to cross you right over. You're going to go up into heaven. You're going to see all the people you've been missing. Only those who wish to cross have to cross. No one else has to cross. We're not forcing anyone to. We're just giving you the opportunity. Okay, and it's lighting up like crazy, so they're ready. Here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now we're asking God to shine his bright light upon these souls and to cross them over onto his plane, accept them into heaven so they could be with their loved ones, join their families, their friends, their mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, their grandmothers, their brothers, their sisters, their husbands, their wives. Please accept them into the family and the kingdom of heaven. Take their souls, their minds, their bodies. And allow them the peace and the rest that they need for all of eternity. We wish this in God's name. We're keeping that door open because the EMF detector is going crazy, which means souls are crossing over. And as long as that keeps lighting up, we know these souls are crossing over the threshold onto the other plane, crossing over into heaven. We're going to keep this open for them to continue to let this continue to happen.
Okay, it's not lighting up anymore.
Anyone else? If there's anyone else, we're going to hold it open just a minute more. We're granting you this opportunity through God, and you can cross over at any time, but we're opening this door specifically for you. I'm sure you can see a bright light emanating in front of us. Go towards that bright light. It will carry you in a very effervescent way all the way up to heaven to be with God and Jesus and your family, and it will be everything that you could ever have imagined and hoped for. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Wow.
And they are crossing over like crazy, so we're just going to stand here while they continue to cross. The way we know they're crossing over like crazy is that the EMF detector is going off like there is a huge energy source right in front of it. And that is in front of the opening in the semicircle that we've created. And they're continuing to cross.
They are continuing to cross. A lot of souls here.
Wow.
A lot of souls wanting
Look
to cross
Look at this. Have
over.
You ever seen anything like
no.
this?
I mean,
is so amazing.
Up like crazy.
This is so, so amazing. Wow.
And it's continuing to light up.
It is continuing to light up.
That door is wide open. These souls are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. This is wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it looks like we had a lull there. Whoops,
oh,
there
no.
We go
they're
again.
Still crossing.
Every time I say there's
they're
a lull.
Still yes, they're still crossing. They're still crossing. Wow. This is amazing. I wish all of our listeners would have the opportunity to be able to be one of God's workers to help this process the way we were fortunate and blessed to be here to help with. It's so awesome. It's so inspiring. It's so gratifying. Don't you just feel like you won the lottery?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's like,
no,
oh, my gosh.
I want a hot chocolate.
I think they want a hot chocolate, too. And they are continuing to cross. As we stand here and talk, the souls are continuing to cross. I don't know how many have been here, but God knows there's many, because they are continuing to cross over into the light. One of our participants is trying to videotape the EMF detector so you can see how it's lighting up and crossing. It's just like it's on fire. It's still going.
It is
still
going. My gosh. I've never seen an EMF go off that long.
No. Only one time, and that is when one of the paranormal groups, I wasn't there for that one, but I heard about it.
Oh, really?
When Ann and Mike, when they crossed over those souls.
Oh,
at the,
okay.
I think it was at one of the insane asylum.
Oh, wow.
It was either there or it was at the sugar
mill?
Plantation, yeah.
Flashing.
Okay, hold on. We're getting, they're continuing to go.
And what are we getting
now? Oh my
now?
Goodness, look at, they're saying, they're going past Bob. This is the end, I guess, of them being here.
Castle.
They're seeing a barn and a castle. And I guess heaven is
whatever.
What?
To each person, it's something different.
To some, it's a castle. To others, it's a barn, because it's what
they've
always needed on their farm.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's
a barn to keep your livestock.
Yeah,
I'm thinking castle is the way I'd go.
Yeah.
But barn is good, too. There's nothing wrong with barn.
Oh, they're still going.
They're still going. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just going to stay here, and we're going to keep this open
for
y'all.
Keep it open.
We're not closing it. And I want you spirits to know that you can continue to cross, whether we're here or not, just by getting on your knees, putting your hands together and saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. By doing that, you're just helping your soul to cross over. There is nothing to be afraid of. There's no fear in heaven. There's only light, bright love, and eternity of happiness. And they're continuing to cross. Do you see this? Did you
lighting
guys
like
feel
crazy.
Like this breeze
like
come
a
through?
Breeze,
yes.
Yes.
Like this, not like what we've been feeling. This was like a.
It was like a whoosh,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
going by, in the center of our semicircle here, where we've left an opening for all the spirits to enter. And they're continuing to cross. And this is just utterly amazing.
Unbelievable. Look at that.
That is utterly amazing. And we have truly done God's work today.
We have. We absolutely have.
Wow. Wow. So do you think we've crossed everybody over?
I think we have. And they, with the knowledge that they can cross over
anytime they're ready
to cross over.
And so at this point, we're gonna wish you all a lovely evening. Anyone who's decided not to cross over and stay, we wish you many blessings, peace, and happiness. And know that you can indeed cross over at any time of your choosing by just saying what we exactly said. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I saw something light up over there.
All right, guys.
Okay, well, that
we've done a great job.
Unbelievable.